Well, hello, and welcome to Muni for Your Money, the Reverse Mortgage Show. I'm Kathy Muni, a senior loan officer and reverse mortgage specialist at Silverleaf Mortgage here in Denver. We're located at the streets at South Glen, which is the corner of University and Arapahoe. And I'm joined in the studio today by Matt Witt, the president and operations manager at Silverleaf Mortgage. Matt, thanks for being here.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's a great opportunity that we have to get information to the public through the airwaves about the truth on reverse mortgages. So many myths and misconceptions are out there. It is amazing. I talk to people all the time that say, well, if I do this, then you're going to keep the house, right? And it's, no, I'm not going to keep your house, and the lender isn't either. That's a myth. No one owns the home but the folks, the ones who are on title. They continue to own the home, and the bank never is on the title.
That's exactly right. And it's just like a normal mortgage. It's an FHA-sponsored mortgage. They call it a reverse because you just don't have to make a payment.
Right.
So you have a loan balance like you would on a conventional loan, and maybe you have a $1,000 house payment with a conventional loan. That loan balance now on a reverse mortgage just does not have a payment, a monthly payment attached to it. So that's the only difference. And in your will, you've identified who will be receiving your assets, and they're going to handle receiving your home the same exact way with a reverse mortgage or with a conventional loan. Once you're gone, you have 1 year to settle the estate. Your family will take the house. They'll sell it, most likely, and pay off the reverse mortgage just the same as they would. They would pay off the conventional loan, and all of that equity, all of those proceeds are their inheritance.
Right. And if they wanted to keep the home, they certainly can. They're not forced to sell the home. They can keep the home if they want to. They just would find funds either by refinancing, or maybe they have funds to pay off the loan balance from the reverse mortgage, which is the same thing that would happen if they had a regular forward mortgage. If they want to keep the house, they have to pay that off. So in those ways, it's no different and no more complicated for the family at all.
That's right. You know, we talk about inheritance. We have had a number of clients call us, and the reason for them to do a reverse mortgage is to pull the equity out of their home and start to give their inheritances out early to their families. And while they're still alive and they can benefit from the happiness and joy of their family member, their sons or daughters or grandchildren receiving some of that money. And, you know, when I first received one of those calls, I thought that is probably one of the best ideas I've heard. I think that's a fantastic idea. It certainly benefits your family, makes them so happy, and you get to experience that joy with them. So that's one. You can use a reverse use the proceeds for any way you want to use them. And I thought that was a very nice way to use the proceeds.
It is. You know, it's not taxable by the government, so none of that money is taxable. I did have a client who pulled money out in order to help two grandchildren, one with a down payment on a home, and the other with being able to pay off student debt that was just really confining that young person, having this debt that had to be serviced every month. And so the grandma was able to help these two grandchildren when they needed the help, rather than waiting maybe 25 years until she might pass away and then life has gone on for these young people. But right now is when they needed the help, and she was able to do it. And what a joy, and what a wonderful thing, as you said, for her to be able to see the grandchildren blessed and prospered because of the choice that she made.
That's right. Kathy, you know, sometimes for our retirees that are homeowners that, you know, would consider taking out a reverse mortgage, you know, sometimes your home is a use it or lose it asset.
That's right.
If down the road you need to go into a care facility and you don't have several hundred thousand in your checking or savings to pay for it, you have to sell your home, and all of those proceeds have to be used first before something like Medicaid will kick in and pay for that care. So if you have a $300,000 home, a $400,000 home, you've got to sell that home, and now that money has to go, you know what, $4,000 a month or $5,000 or $6,000 a month towards your care facility. I would say before that happens, use some of that equity. It's your piggy bank. It's what you've paid into all of your life. And take some of that money and use it for joy in your life while you can, especially if you're going to lose that asset down the road. So some of this is just some planning, but make sure that your home gives you all the joy that you've put into it. And if you have equity in it, you can use a reverse mortgage to borrow against that equity, take that money, and do things that makes you happy.
That's right, Matt. You know, thinking of planning, I have so many clients that are looking into a reverse mortgage because they realize that right now, with two Social Security checks, they're doing fine. You know, they're getting by. But if something happened to one spouse and the income then is diminished for the surviving spouse isn't going to be able to cover all the bills. And that, I think, is just a horrible thing, to lose a spouse and then to be forced from your home because you can't keep up with the mortgage and the utilities and all the other expenses that life brings. So they are planning, and they're saying, you know what, let's do the reverse mortgage now while we both have an income and everything is working well. And then when something happens to one spouse, the surviving spouse can remain in the home if he or she chooses to do so. It means that there are options instead of being forced into a situation where having to pay all the bills is just not going to work. I've seen two widows in that situation in the last month, and in both cases they had a little bit of savings, but they could see down the road the savings would be gone quickly. And so a reverse mortgage was a way for them to eliminate the mortgage payment and know that they can stay in their house forever and have a better cash flow while they're doing it. So in their case, they were already widowed, but I have other clients where husband and wife are still alive and they're planning ahead. They're looking to the future.
Yep. Kathy, I wish my grandparents had this option 20, 25 years ago. My grandmother is still alive, and I think she's 93. She's doing wonderfully well. But Grandpa passed away at about 68, and they sold their home when Grandpa passed away. I wish there was a reverse mortgage back then, because Grandma could have stayed in the longtime family home forever.
Right.
And she would have wanted to, and she wanted to do that. But instead, they had to sell the house, and then she's been renting since. And so if this product were around back then, she could have used that, stayed in the house, never had a mortgage payment. And so for planning, we know that, Kathy, we talk to a lot of listeners that call in, and we go meet all of our clients. And we know when we see a husband and wife, retired couple, that they're going to pass on at different ages. And sometimes it's many years apart. And so this is a great planning tool, just like you said, to protect the other spouse, that, you know, once the first spouse passes on, the second one can live there forever and never have to worry about the mortgage payment. They can stay in their home forever. So it's a great planning tool, and it tremendously helps a surviving spouse.
It really does. Give me a call. My name is Kathy Muni. The number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. Let me hear your story. I'd love to just chat with you. We'll see if this is something that can benefit you and benefit your family. But as a planning tool, it really can't be beat. Eliminating a mortgage payment, of course, you still pay your property taxes and your insurance, or even those folks who are house rich and cash poor. We have many clients that have paid off their mortgage many years ago, but they find themselves in retirement on a fixed income. Taxes continue to rise. homeowners insurance increases, and other bills are, you know, come into play as you get a little older, perhaps prescriptions or doctor visits and so on. And it's very hard to make ends meet. Doing the reverse mortgage and being able to tap into the equity that's stored up in their home, it's like having a retirement account. And in many ways, when you think about it, it's no different than a 401k or an IRA that people have paid into over the years. For what purpose? To be able to draw it out in retirement, to help with retirement. And the mortgage has been paid into for years, and then there's housing wealth that can be tapped into to help with retirement. So it just makes perfect sense as a tool for funding longevity. People are living longer and longer, and this is a way to be able to finance that long life.
Yeah, Kathy, that's a really great example that you can look at your home and the equity, you know, as an IRA or an annuity or a savings account. And that's why we're on the air, and that's why we do marketing and advertising to tell retired seniors about the program. Once you retire and you lose your full-time income, you can't go to the bank to get a mortgage. You just don't qualify anymore. So a lot of seniors don't know that there is an option of being able to borrow a mortgage and borrow money out of their home so they can have access to it. And reverse mortgages are not built on income qualifications or credit qualifications. It's a basic formula of your age and the value of your house. And those are the most important two pieces of information. So if you are into retirement and you're looking for a way to borrow out of some of your equity out of that piggy bank, then a reverse mortgage is one of the best ways to do it.
It is. You know, I have had some people that say, well, I could get a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, and, you know, I could get that and I could redo my basement or whatever. And they're like, well, why should I do the reverse mortgage versus a home equity line of credit, a HELOC? And the differences are that with a HELOC, you have a monthly payment. So you have to consider, do I really want an additional monthly payment in order to do this? And also, when we had the rough time in like 2007 to 2009-ish, HELOCs were called due, they were frozen. People who were counting on them for monthly income, suddenly it was frozen and they couldn't pull money out. All they could do was pay off. Anything can happen with a HELOC, but with a reverse mortgage, a home equity conversion mortgage, a HECM as they're called, with that type of product, it's never called due. It doesn't stop growing. You have this line of credit at your disposal. It continues to grow. And the biggest deal is no monthly payment. So I've had people that did a reverse mortgage and they called back and they said, we put a deck on the back of our house and we redid the kitchen, totally remodeled. We've been in the house 35 years. We always wanted to do that, but we had children to raise and send to college and weddings to finance and so on. But now they are just enjoying that home so much, the things that they always wanted to do. Now they're going to enjoy that in their golden years and have a really lovely, you know, 20 years on, you know, from now before they pass away. They're going to just enjoy their home.
That's right. Kathy, I had a call yesterday from a gentleman. He was 93 and he just learned about a reverse mortgage and called us. And he was so excited because he's been in his home for 40 or 50 years. And he's never had his dream bathroom and shower, and he had a smaller one, and he wanted $20,000 to $25,000 so he could do a total remodel of his master bathroom and shower area, and he was so tickled that he could do a reverse mortgage and get that money for that purpose at 93, and then he's been living without that for many years.
All these
and
years.
Now he found the solution. So you can use the money for any way that you want. And that was special for him to be able to do that.
That is so special. And it adds value to his home. So one day when he does pass on and the heirs inherit the home, What a nice thing that the bathroom is fully remodeled and it will make the home more valuable, more utilitarian and useful for them if they live there. But if they sell the home, then higher value. So, yeah, it's great. The reverse mortgage proceeds are not taxable by the government and can be used for any purpose. So we've had people that did those remodels. We've had folks that bought an RV and traveled. That was their bucket list thing to do. So they have a home with no mortgage payment and they have an RV with no payment because they used money from the reverse mortgage to purchase it. And that's a great thing. We've had people who have bought second homes to just enjoy in Arizona and get out of the snow here in the winter. And we've had folks that have purchased a second home in order to rent it. So now they have two properties, both appreciating in value, and they have another income stream from the rental property. So many reasons and so many ways to put that money to work for you. Give me a call. My name is Kathy Muni. I'm with Silverleaf Mortgage. The number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041.
So, Kathy, we run into listeners that call and tell us that they have a mortgage payment that they just have to eliminate. And, you know, if you're watching TV these days, you can't help but see all of the ads for refinancing. And if you were 60 and you were gainfully employed before retirement and you refinanced your house, that means you have a 30-year mortgage and a payment into your 90s. And we hear that story every day. And what happens is, you know, when you're early into retirement, you still have some savings and an IRA and maybe some other investments. And then towards 75, you're using up your savings and investments. And then towards 80, a lot of those are gone. And now you're down to your retirement income and a lot of the savings is gone. And so that mortgage payment now feels larger and larger and starts to strangle you. And this is a common story that we hear all the time. So now you're on your fixed income, your retirement income. You still have a mortgage payment. You're in your 80s. You're going to have a payment for another 10 years. And you've got to find a solution to get out of that mortgage payment. You want to stay in your home forever. There's nowhere else to go. And so a reverse mortgage is a great solution to refinance and pay off your mortgage, move that mortgage balance over to your reverse mortgage where you don't have a payment. And now let's say that extra $1,000 a month, that now stays in your checking account. And it's like you got a raise
right.
because you've eliminated your mortgage payment. So that could be 50% of the people that do reverse mortgages do it to eliminate a mortgage payment. And that is a great reason. And, you know, to get out from under that and have that extra money each month is a very good feeling.
It is a very good feeling. And I had a financial planner say that, as you said, it's kind of like getting a raise, right? Because you're not making the $1,000 payment. And he said that in order for a person to have an extra $1,000 a month, they would need a retirement account that's at $250,000 with the dispersal limits of like 4% or whatever. That's like giving yourself a retirement account of $250,000 if you are able to keep $1,000 in your budget. Now, I do have to say, you have to continue to pay property taxes and insurance. So when we talk about eliminating the mortgage payment, we're talking about the principal and the interest on that mortgage. But boy, for some folks, I mean, I've had people with mortgage payments up over $2,000 or maybe they're $1,500 or $1,600. That's a lot. And even when you back out taxes and insurance, it's still a substantial amount that goes back into their budget on a monthly basis. That can change a lot, just having that cash flow.
It does. It's life-changing to get rid of those mortgage payments. We have a client right now that we're helping, and she has a large first mortgage and a pretty good-sized second mortgage, and those two payments together are very high. Kathy, we also run into scenarios where people have loans that have been modified And we don't hear it that often. Loan modifications were very popular in the early 2000s and really even through 2008 or so. But if you have a loan modification loan, that's a toxic loan. That means you're making a reduced payment and that your balance is growing even higher. But at some point, if you read the fine print in your loan modification documents, you're going to have a major increase in your house payment. And we have seen that happen. So if you're a listener out there and you've had a loan modification and it's been okay because you're on a lower payment that you can afford today, you need to read the paperwork, because next year or the year after, your payment can double, triple, quadruple. So if you're on a loan modification, then, and you're into retirement, there's probably no options to do a normal refinance into a conventional loan. You can refinance into a reverse mortgage, get rid of that mortgage payment altogether, move that balance over to your reverse mortgage and eliminate that mortgage payment.
That's right. I had a client who was in just that position, and his loan was going to adjust within months by the time we got to chat and look at the fine print. And so by doing the reverse mortgage, he paid that off. He didn't have that adjustment coming where he knew he couldn't, even with his pension. This fella had a pension, which not everyone does anymore, but with his Social Security and his pension, he wasn't going to be able to make the mortgage payment. So doing the reverse mortgage really saved his ability to stay in his home. The other situation is some folks are out there with adjustable rate mortgages, and they will adjust. And, you know, here lately, some of them have already ratcheted up. They've, you know, had years maybe where it just wasn't that bad and it did adjust a little bit. But, you know, you need to look at the paperwork and see what's happening. When will it adjust to be at a place that's too difficult for you? A reverse mortgage is the answer. Pay it off. Get out of it. Have no mortgage payment. It's a comforting thought, really.
Yeah, it sure is. So, Kathy, we... one of the benefits that we provide here on the radio show is to give our listeners the real story and the right facts about a reverse mortgage. I know there's a lot of misinformation out there, but I think you mentioned it earlier that some people believe that if you do a reverse mortgage, the bank owns your home. That's silly. It's just an FHA-sponsored loan. You're on title. You own the home. You can sell it whenever you want. Whenever you pass on, it'll just go into your will, just like if you had a conventional loan, the recipients of your will sell your house, pay off the reverse mortgage, and the rest of that equity is theirs as their inheritance. So that's one series of myths that we hear about a lot. The other is that this is not taxable. It does not affect your Social Security. So sometimes when you receive additional monies or cash, it can lower the amount of Social Security you get. That is not the case with the proceeds of a reverse mortgage. It will not affect your Social Security. It will not affect your Medicare, and it won't affect your Medicaid. Now, on the Medicaid, we have to structure it a specific way, and that's what we do as a reverse mortgage lender, to make sure that you're still following the Medicaid financial guidelines. And so we can provide you with a monthly income to where you still stay under the amount that you're needed for the Medicaid. So it won't affect your Social Security income. It won't affect your Medicare. It won't affect your Medicaid.
That's right, Matt. You know, a topic we haven't touched on in a while is that we can also do jumbo reverse mortgages up to, I think it might be $5 or $6 million properties. So we have done loans for folks with high value homes, and it's equally easy to accomplish. So if that's your situation, give me a call. My name is Kathy Muni. My number is 720-458-4041. Would love to talk with you and hear your story. It's no pressure and no obligation. You know, Silverleaf Mortgage is the top reverse mortgage broker in the state of Colorado by volume. We do more of these than anyone else. So if you're working with someone, give us a call so that we can give you a second opinion. we will pretty much always be able to beat whatever you've been offered by another lender. And we have the experience. I've talked to people who have dilly-dallied around with some company that does a couple of reverse mortgages a month, or maybe less, and 4 months later, their loan is not closed. In fact, a fellow told me on the phone, he says, I've heard these take 4 or 5 months. I'm like, no, sir. We get it done in 30 days or less as a rule.
That's right. So, Kathy, we haven't touched on it very much in this session, but we have a team that can help you with repairs. We know that into retirement, the more into retirement you get, the tougher it is to maintain your home. We have a full remodeling crew and a set of Colorado contractors that can help you for whatever your repair or remodeling needs are. And we do that to get your home ready for the appraisal so you can get the top value for your home and to spiff your home up. And it will give you a lot of joy, you know, once you do that. It's like a new home again. So if your house has some deferred maintenance, needs some repairs before the appraiser comes out, we can help you fix those items to where you can get the best appraisal and the best value.
Right, and no other lender will do that for you. So give us a call at Silverleaf Mortgage. You know, also, maybe you have some credit issues, some bruised credit over the years. Many clients have signed for a grandchild on a loan, and then the grandchild wasn't faithful to pay, or, you know, just anything can happen. Give us a call, because we will possibly be able to really still help you. And we've helped many clients in that position. So don't be hesitant to call because you're worried about your credit or you're worried about your income. Oftentimes Social Security is sufficient income. Thank you for listening. We've enjoyed being with you. Have a wonderful week and God bless.